Land of the Polar Bears, narrated by James Liam. Narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Land of the Polar Bears, by Linda. What is it about the landscape up here? Had she ever felt this small before? The mountains around them were beautiful but imposing. The starry night was clear, but the wind was fierce. Everything was bluish and it was bitingly cold. She thought she felt the earth moving beneath her. There aren't normally earthquakes up here, are there? Could you find these colours on the mainland? She didn't think so. They hadn't been prepared for this when they decided to spend a February weekend on the polar island of Svalbard. Her and S. They hadn't prepared for falling head over heels in love. They'd had no idea the ground would shake on that night and day would blur into one like this. Did the world know you could find such unknown colours up here? A bluish, dusky light. They left the hotel wearing plenty of layers. They weren't going far. It was a Friday evening and they were headed to the pub. They'd spent the whole day inside naked, warm, and sheltered from the weather. The storm outside was not exactly outdoor weather. She had stood next to the window, naked, watching it with a mixture of fear and alarm. She couldn't take her eyes off it, and it had made her feel both lightheaded and wet. She had let her body rock gently from side to side, bent forwards and leant on the windowsill, pushing her butt out backwards and arched her back. She started to sway gently, making small circles with her behind. She knew he was watching her, enjoying it. She let him wait for a minute, but not too long. Then he took her right there by the window, grabbing her hair roughly and pushing himself into her from behind while she stood there. He was hard and he filled her entirely. He took up all the space inside her, pushing everything else out, filling her capacity. The sound of the storm reached her ears. Was there a tornado blowing past out there? They were writhing over into each other and she no longer knew where he'd finished and she began. She felt his hands feeling for something, grabbing her skin and holding on tight, and she thought, "Don't let go of me now. Hold on to me, I can take it." It was as if the storm had found its way into the hotel room, into her, a booming sound. She exploded like a pane of glass. The storm outside had quietened, and it could start up again any time. So could the storm in her. The air pricked her skin like tiny needles. Could it be as low as minus 30? They were about to run back into the warmth when she stopped by S gripping her arm. She understood what it meant. It was a feeling that always filled her to the brim. Her breathing had already changed and she figured she was just freezing cold, but it was a heat that was tormenting her the most. Fiery, feverish heat. He held her firmly in his gaze. He ripped her jacket off her and left her standing there in front of him, wearing a delicately translucent blouse. He snuck his hands in under the thin material and found her bra. He ripped it apart. He tore it off her body. She was completely exposed apart from the blouse. They could have been anywhere. Her breasts were pretty much naked in February and were tingling with the pain and something else. They were as hard as ice picks, and she thought about how she should open her blouse and take them in his mouth, lick them, suck them the way she liked to suck him.